Some ambitious goals were set 5 years ago to help 9 struggling schools in West Charlotte. An initiative called Project Lift was launched. The goal for West Charlotte High School was a 90% graduation rate. A goal for all Project Lift schools was to reach 90% proficiency in math, reading, and science. While the graduation rate is nearly achieved, WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports only about 50% of students have met the proficiency goal.
Project Lift received $55 million in private money to improve the struggling West Charlotte High School and its 8 ailing elementary and middle feeder schools. West Charlotte went from a graduation rate of 54% in 2012 to 86% last year. All of the schools except one met the state's growth requirements, but achievement rates are still well below most CMS schools. Denise Watts is Project Lift superintendent.
We're making strides toward the big breakthrough. But we acknowledge all of our challenge. We acknowledge that we're far from 90%, but we will get there.
One challenge is holding on to the students in the Project Lift program.
We have a very leaky feeder pattern. Only about 30% of the kids who leave eighth grade actually matriculate up to West Charlotte High School. So that makes the work complicated because students aren't able to get the full dosage of Project Lift intervention over time.
Watts says a major push this year doesn't involve academics. It's an initiative to get more parents and others in the community involved with the Project Lift schools.
We need to bring in the family and the community so that they understand our schools and they can get beyond the myths, and then they can support in a way that's meaningful for kids. And so really my community engagement team is going to be the team that's going to get us to and through our goals for Project Lift.
As for instruction, Executive Director Chris Triolo says they are refining and tweaking the curriculum and rolled out a new math series.
That's starting this year. Teachers and administrators were trained over the summer, and so we started with all of our K-8 classrooms. And it's our second year for the literacy curriculum in all of our K-8 classrooms, and we're beginning a literacy initiative at West Charlotte High School this year.
There's also a plan to help parents remove barriers that may keep them from being involved with Project Lift schools. They have a partnership with Crisis Ministry to provide free financial counseling to parents and have a team to direct them to job, educational, and social services opportunities. No one expects immediate results, but like achievement gains, it takes time. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.